Long before radios connected the men aboard moving trains, railway crews depended on a language of lanterns, whistles, flags, and hand signals. At night, a single light could carry a message across hundreds of yards of darkness. Green meant proceed. Red meant danger. A lantern swung in a wide circle could order a train to stop, while a careful movement beside the track might tell an engineer to reverse slowly toward a waiting line of freight cars. There was little room for ambiguity. Steam engines were immense machines, but they couldn't stop quickly. A misunderstood signal might send two trains onto the same section of track, or place a worker between cars moving with several tons of force. Railway communication, therefore, became both precise and deeply human. Every crew member had to understand not only the official signal, but the context surrounding it. The weather, the gradient, the weight of the train, and the experience of the person holding the lantern. In winter, snow could obscure a flag, fog could swallow a distant light, wind could carry the sound of a whistle away from the men who needed to hear it. So railway workers watched carefully. They learned the rhythm of familiar crews and the subtle differences between hesitation and urgency. The system helped transform scattered rail lines into national networks. Yet beneath that achievement was something easy to overlook. In the darkness between towns, the safe movement of an entire train could depend upon one worker raising one lamp and another worker understanding exactly what he meant.